In 2000, Winger relocated to Nashville. There he sought out Michael Couric at the Blair School of Music of Vanderbilt University, who enabled him to transform his writing from technical exercise, as essential as it is, to concert hall classical music. It was Couric who helped Kip find his way to composing his first important work, Ghosts. Even then, it took countless sketches, imperfect compositions, and much hard work before Winger finally thought he had something worthy of a public performance. Ultimately, he considered Ghosts, begun in 2006, his first piece worthy of publication. As a pure symphonic work, Ghosts, for strings, harp, and piano, has withstood the scrutiny of the classical musicians who have played it. But as with most of Winger's music, he knew it was born to be not just symphonic music, but to be dance music.
When I was writing the sketches for the piece, I was working in a building that used to be the Hold Hospital in Nashville in maybe 100 years ago. And this part of the studio was in the morgue of the hospital where they would bring the dead bodies. And I sensed ghosts around me when I was working. I mean, like I say, it might sound kooky to disbelievers, but I was open to the idea that there were some people in the spirit realm in the room. And I just saw some images of the people and superimposed it on dance characters.
As Ghosts evolved, so did a musical friendship with choreographer Chris Wheeldon, then resident choreographer for the New York City Ballet. After being introduced to Wheeldon in 1997 by a mutual friend, Winger watched with interest over the next decade as Wheeldon evolved from dancer to choreographer. In 2007, Winger sent him a CD containing one movement of Ghosts. Wheeldon responded 6 months later, enthusiastic about what he had heard. He asked if there might be more, and Kip sent two more movements of the score. Then he waited, and he waited.
An interesting element to this equation is that when I delivered the piece to Chris Wheeldon, I had named it Ghosts. And he later said that if you hadn't named it Ghosts, I might have done something totally different because it didn't sound like that to me. But when I heard the title, I felt locked into that name. And so it turned out to be what it was, which is, I mean, he did a remarkably amazing job. But, you know, the piece is really bound by the title, especially when the ballet comes and into play. And he spent a lot of time trying to apply the title to what it was. And it turned out to be a scenario of people that have died in the ocean on a ship and the perils of their spirits after they have drowned. And it was remarkable when I was watching it the first time. I was taken aback by how his creativity could come up with something that incredible, given the name Ghosts.
It turns out the title of the music, now turning into a ballet, wasn't the only stumbling block to the final successful conversion.
He called me and said, it's 17 minutes and I really need 20 minutes to make it, you know, a good length for a premiere. And he said, can you edit some of it? And I thought to myself, oh my God, can I edit it? I said, well, let me just write you 4 more minutes. And I just said it thinking, oh God, I don't want to try to edit that. I'd rather come up with something fresh. And I hung up the phone and immediately panicked. So I went back into the notes of the piece, and it took a while to get it. Fortunately, the piece is based off this scale. So I just grabbed that scale and started working within that. And I was pretty strict about that particular scale in that piece. So it wasn't so bad. And I was really happy that he did that because it's one of my favorite. Many sections of that second movement are some of my favorite parts in the whole piece.